So, Adam, first of all, how are you and your family doing through all of this huge change to the way we do our business?
Well, it's been a change. Of course, we have AJ, our 7-year-old at home, and this homeschooling. And our little one, Alexa, she's only a year and 8 months, but she's rambunctious anyway. But what I'm finding is that even the schools, maybe not all the schools, but where AJ goes, they're using video conferencing as a way to communicate. In fact, I see AJ with his music teacher. I see AJ with his grammar and his reading instructor going over this stuff with him as he's on his on a phone, on one of our phones, and or on the computer. And that's it. I know people are working from home, and so with the changes that are taking place in society, I saw India just locked down India. I got a message from Russia. Russia's on a complete lockdown. So the only way for us to be social creatures is doing exactly what we're doing right now. And we're coming to you from my home here in San Juan Capistrano, California. And I'm sure that this message is being reviewed and seen with Lucy and Dennis all over the world from people in their own home on their phone or on a computer. And this is how we're doing it now. In fact, I'm not traveling that much, but I feel like I've been traveling because just the other day I was on, I counted 20, I made a record, 23 Zoom calls in a day. And it's exciting, Lucy. It's exciting times.
I think all of you that are road warriors, and when we say that, you, when in normal days, are on a plane all the time and you're traveling to meetings and you go also travel locally where you live in California too. You guys have taken all of that energy that you put into your travel and you've put it into Zoom webinars. It's pretty impressive. I know that you and Alex and the rest of your Serge and Eric and the rest of your team and Barbara, and
Right.
I've seen your webinars. So from, you know, I know from the point of view from the company, from Wendy and Scott and Randy, they're very, very thankful that you leaders have all stepped up and 23 webinars in one day. I think you're setting records just hearing about that.
Well, last year we did over 400 and something thousand miles, and this is easier, but I will tell you, you become far more available to people because you're not going through security lines, or you're not on an airplane. But I just want to talk about, people always ask one of the best ways to work from home. Like, obviously, you need a phone. I mean, today, we're not using flip phones anymore. We've got nice touchscreen phones. And I mean, they're as powerful as a computer, Lucy. So what it is, I can send a text, I can do WhatsApp, I can also make things work on a Zoom call, right? I can also get an email sent and also, get news alerts, right? Popping in, actually, there's one that's coming in right now, right over
I know,
the
it's like squirrel.
phone. As we're talking.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and then the other thing is almost everybody has a laptop, right? So that's completely possible. I've got a laptop here on my desk. I would use that too. I've had to switch because some of the phone doesn't last power-wise when you're using it as much as we are now on Zoom or video conference calls. So I had to switch over to sometimes using the laptop to make that work. But the biggest thing is like staying connected. Like I've reached out to a whole bunch of people that are locked down in their own home, right? Under lockdown. And I'm like, okay, listen, let's make the best of it. Like, because you need to have a vision. 90 days from now, maybe a little more, whatever the case is. Another call coming in, excuse me. We're gonna be out of this crazy situation that the world is in. And if you take a look at some of the news and what's happened in, where this thing started, they're kind of out of it. In fact, I just heard recently that China Seaport has opened up for exports and what have you. Hong Kong will be opening up soon. And it's kind of like, going through the rest of the world. So, you got to plan something for like the next maybe 10 weeks, 11 weeks, 12 weeks, and get serious. And then the other challenge that I found myself having working from home was, because there were so many Zoom links from all the teams sending, I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta schedule these things properly. So I use an iPhone, I'm sure you use whatever you're using on your Samsung or what have you, but I schedule everything out into my calendar, my digital calendar, and then I put a 15-minute reminder up there. And like during a Zoom call, if one's back to back, those schedules keep popping up, which is great. So I'll go from one to the other to the other. And then for translation, because sometimes, we're speaking Russian, or when I'm not speaking Russian, I'm speaking in English, but it's in a different language. And it's really great because what you can do is you can actually socialize and have a good conversation. But you know, you want to stay busy. You want to stay busy and productive on these calls. And what that means is you want to be precise. Like the other day we talked about the Founders Program, right? And we know it's limited time. And here in the month of April, what you want to be able to do is get yourself ready for July and make sure that you get that program. I messaged Scott, myself, and Wendy on a text message, and I said, fantastic promotion. And what we're finding is a lot of people are stepping up and upgrading and becoming founders. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, like, they want to know, we did a founders call, how the founders program works. Then we did, how the compensation structure works, how the six ways to get paid. Then I had people asking about, like, the diamond pool and the travel reward program. And we've catered on these scheduled calls different topics and things to make sure that we can communicate to the teams what we're doing so we can stay very, very effective. And then the other thing is that sometimes you got to reach out to maybe some team members you haven't talked to in a while. And this is the perfect time to actually go out and reach out to somebody because, you know, normally you're traveling, you're busy, and sometimes you forget, you think about, man, I should contact that person. Send them a text. Hey, listen, I'm doing a Zoom. Come on, let's talk. And just maybe it's not a scheduled call for your team, but maybe you're just like doing what we did earlier, Lucy. We connected on like a FaceTime call or whatever right. It is, yeah. You know. And that's
working the at the time, right?
yeah. But like that's the connectivity. And then because we can't go outside and we can't be super social. You know, I am still working out every day. Just so everybody knows, I'm up in the morning. I did 5 miles this morning on a walk, hike. I do some workout here at the house. We got a small little gym here, nothing massive, but you know, so I'm staying active. I'm staying on my daily routine. And what I'm finding is that it gives me tons of energy. I actually tracked on my iWatch how many hours I was up working. And one day was that day I did all those Zoom calls. I was actually up for 21 hours. So, you know, I'm not saying that you have to be super duper like that. And you know, I mean, we'd love it. But the point is that I had a lot of stuff to catch up with, a lot of people to connect with. We had a big, huge team globally. And what we've been doing on these Zooms is we're getting on an average of, let's say, 400. And then some of them are over 1,000. We can't fit everybody on them. So we do another one to actually fit the groups and make everybody come together and work.
I have to throw a question out for you that actually we didn't pre-vet this question, but what do you think the industry is going to learn from all of this time that people are staying home and working from home?
That's a great question. I think we're back to basics. Actually, that was one of the calls I had with Wendy. It was funny. We were talking, I'm like, man, this is back in old day direct selling network marketing because we didn't have Zoom and we had phones and you had to know three-way calling, but it wasn't exactly as technical as it is today. So it's back to the basics, right? And I think that's one of the key things that, you know, a lot of people maybe miss about our industry. It's great to have a big sales organization. But, you know, what you got to do is you got to get back into that first gear. And that first gear, Lucy, is contacting people, staying in touch. I have a term for it in our training. We call it keeping the soup warm. Nobody likes cold soup. So if you keep it warm and you're kind of touching, you know, every now and then and what have you, reaching out, letting somebody know you're thinking about them, I think that's going to be fantastic for our industry. And I think coming, not only are we seeing sales volume move in the right direction and, you know, even corporate take a much, much proactive role in connecting. I heard on Exec Connect last month, Scott Lewis reached out and said, listen, if you're, you know, Diamonds, reach out to me. I want to come on your Zoom calls. And we did. We reached out to Scott right away, got him on a Zoom call the very next day, and we had a packed out call. And what this is showing the caring of the act, not from just the company, but what we're doing in the current crisis that we're under. I think it's going to be fantastic. And people are going to learn that they can actually build a business from the comfort of their own home and participate in the three greatest industries, home-based business ownership, smart internet technology that we're doing right now, and of course, our incredible, amazing Jeunesse products that help with anti-aging.
That's so right. And I think that people probably are going to come out of this probably with more training and better training and more accurate Because instead of you being with just one group in one of your countries, you're constantly pretty much with all your teams, as many as you can possibly get on a call. So, you know, rather than in, you know, single language, you're now doing multi-focus at a time. So I'm very excited about that. And they, you know, I don't want to hear from anybody anymore that they don't have enough training. They can get on a Zoom
webinar. There's plenty of training. You know, what else are we going to do? Like, you know, I mean, you turn on the news and it's like the news in every country is like, it's basically the same stuff, right? Okay, maybe it's in a different language. And, you know, our hearts go out to the people that are, you know, getting this virus, and it's obviously having a detriment on their health. But staying connected is very, very important. And then the other thing is, you know, utilizing social media. Facebook is great. I mean, you know, you can post your stuff there. I use Facebook as a great way in order to update. I haven't posted a lot lately, like I would be traveling on a plane or whatever the case is. But I use my social media for, it's a way to speak to a huge audience. And sometimes it's good to shoot a video. Hey, here's what's going on. Here's what you're finding, what's happening with you with this coronavirus and how your schedule's changed and things like that. But, you know, it's also a very good way for everybody to see what you're doing. And the other day we posted a nice picture of like all these people on a Zoom call, didn't post the video of it, which is, you know, another way to do it. So people get the message right away. And I was like, man, all these people, all these home-based business entrepreneurs looking for ways to drive additional income working from home. And as you know, in not only here in the United States, but you know, globally, people can't work. And this is an incredible opportunity. So, you know, with the Facebook posting, what it led to is people saying, what are you doing? How do you make money from home? And that's key to getting either more customers coming into the business and or, of course, new distributors that want to go in and be customer acquirers and have them get into the business. And here's the great thing. They're coming in learning right away. Like, you can do this live on a Zoom call or some video technology and actually do the business. So I love that stuff.
Yeah. So social media, I think everything that you've said is so pertinent to what people need to do right now. And I'm sure they're hearing it from all over the place, but not only are you sharing this with them, you're doing it yourself and you're live. So just to wrap up, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day with 23 Zooms and sharing this and taking this information and sharing it with the entire world, which is beyond your team. It's all the other teams together. So just to wrap up this part, you know, what is the few words of wisdom that you'd like to share with the field?
Okay, so for me, I've had this ritual successful habit to lead into where I have a daily mode of operation. You know, I have a way of working my plan every single day. So like every morning I get up at around 6:30, 7 a.m. I get into my workout stuff. Usually if it's a school day, I'm taking kids to school. That's not happening right now. So it's giving me a little bit of time to get my workouts done earlier than what I normally would. And then I lay out the plan. And what I'm always planning my, you know, I'm always planning my my work, right? I can see that on the screen. But I'm always planning out my work. And the reason I'm doing that is I'm planning. I'm putting in notes. Hey, Adam, you did this Zoom. I don't just make a digital version of it. I put it down in writing. And I have a plan. I have a daily journal. I have things that keep me on track to make sure that I can keep up with what's happening with the organization around the world. But I have a work ethic. And that's the other thing is like, you got to be strict on yourself working from home. I know various other professionals that I connected with that go to an office every day. Okay. That's their work environment. So they're away from the children. They're away from maybe a wife, significant other, family. And now they have to submerge themselves into, like, you know, kids running around the house with things going on. So you got to be strict. And then the other thing is, I think setting boundaries and guidelines. Hey, you know, daddy has to work. I have to do this, but hey, we can go and play outside in the backyard later. These are things that I think if people set boundaries on so they can do their business and be specific and focused on it, and then also be able to transition and have incredible family time and, you know, good time with loved ones. Trying to mix it all together sometimes can be difficult if you've got children running in the middle of a Zoom or, you know, and I'm used to it. I've had it happen many times. You just got to get used to it. But, you know, if you're new, these are just some of the things you just have to be flexible with and understand that this too will pass. You know, the sky isn't falling. 90 days, 120 days from now, you can look up and look back and go, wow, look at what we've taught the base, your foundation of new business builders to come on board and do, connect with Zoom. And then of course, when we do startup travel, I think people are gonna wanna be extremely social. I think the events are just gonna be more packed than ever before when we do start to travel, because you know this is a social business. And I think people will want to be around and tell them their experiences. But I think the work ethic that's being developed now over the last, you know, March, April, May, June of doing, staying home, working, you know, abiding by some of the rules that the governments have set up for us so we can stay healthy. I think all this is very, very important, but we can take advantage of it. And that's the message I want to get out to anybody right now watching, is take advantage of this, because I think after this passes, you know, as life kind of returns to a norm, some of the work ethic will go with that, and we won't have the same circumstances. So make the best of what we have happening right now and stay healthy. Do your part to keep this world a better place. Thanks, Lucy.
I really, really appreciate you being with us. Thank you so much. And I'm so